Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. You may have spent the last few weeks indulging over the holidays. Now your pants are tight and you're wondering how you're going to ease back into healthy eating habits. So I'm joined by Michelle Wilson. She's a dietitian with Brandt's Nutrition. Michelle, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome, Megan. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about those of us who maybe we haven't been eating unhealthy foods. Maybe we've just been eating too much. I'm in that category. How do you start, first off, by controlling your appetite after you have overeaten?
Absolutely. So it's very important for us to recognize that our appetite is something that it ebbs and flows. And whenever we have the holidays where we might have eaten past fullness, the best thing to do is kind of just get back on a schedule. So eating within an hour of waking up and at least every 3 to 4 hours is the best way to get your appetite back on track, rather than other people's approaches, which might be trying to restrict or delay eating to make up for overeating. So we really want to keep our metabolism stable and eat regularly throughout the day rather than slowing it back down.
Michelle, let's talk about that. Can it be hard on your system if, for example, you start severely restricting yourself or really being selective after maybe having a few weeks where you eat quite a bit?
Absolutely. It can be really hard on your system to not get enough fuel for your body. You need a balance of carbs, protein, fat, and fiber for your body to function normally. So if you end up restricting, then you might end up in a binge restrict cycle. So whenever we restrict food, it's likely that we're going to have hunger or deprivation binge urges after that. And then it can also mess up our digestion too. So it's really best to try to maintain consistency.
What about if we have indulged in too many sweets? How do you start reducing those cravings?
Yeah, so to reduce the cravings for sweets, we actually need to incorporate carbs regularly. So similar to that binge restrict cycle, if we try to cut back too much, then we might end up having ourselves in a diet cycle, meaning that if we're craving a lot of carbs and then we decide to restrict carbs in response to that, then we'll actually end up obsessing over them even more. And then eventually giving into that craving, feeling guilt and shame about giving into that craving, and then end up dieting all over again. So what's best is actually to get carbs consistently through the day. And then also I like the phrase, have what you want, add what you need. So having those sweets, but also adding protein and fiber, help rounding it out to where we feel full and satisfied rather than depriving ourselves of those things and causing cravings for them to increase.
I'm speaking with Michelle Wilson. She's a dietitian with Brandt's Nutrition. Realistically, how many weeks does it take to really get yourself back into positive eating habits?
Actually, I wouldn't say that it takes too terribly long. Within a week, you can definitely have a regular habit with eating with that time frame of the at least every 3 to 4 hours. However, if you do have a fear of a loss of control or a fear of weight gain, then maybe there's some underlying issues that you need to speak with a dietitian about, because if this is an ongoing issue and it seems like you can't get things back on track, maybe you need a little bit of help to see what the underlying cause is there.
So let's say our listeners are trying to pull back a little bit this week as they head back into their regular schedule, but they get mid-morning and they're snacky. Give us some ideas of some healthy, filling snacks that can help them get through to that next meal.
Yeah, so I like to think about having a combination of foods for snacks, having a lot of variety available, depending on what we're feeling snacky for. We have certain cravings that we might want something salty or sweet or crunchy or soft. So having a variety of those options available and then pairing them with some protein and fiber can be helpful. So for instance, we might want something chocolatey. So maybe we have like a trail mix that has like nuts and dried fruit and pieces of chocolate in it, or we have some sort of protein or granola bar that has chocolate, or we end up having like apple and peanut butter, for instance, or veggies and dip, or pita chips and hummus, or graham crackers and either peanut butter or Nutella. We can always add things like dairy products like milk or yogurt or things like that too to help us get some more protein.
What if we are coupling this new eating with a new workout plan? What do we need to be mindful of when it comes to fueling our bodies?
Yeah, so definitely our bodies need to have fuel on board for working out. It is not beneficial for us to work out without any fuel in our system, meaning we need to have our carbs available before we start our workout. So we want our glycogen stores filled by eating some form of carb prior to working out. If it's immediately before working out, then something more simple like some fruit or fruit leather, applesauce or something like that. If we've had a little bit more time before, then we can have a fuller meal and let it settle before we go to the gym. But we definitely want to have carbs on board before. And then after for recovery, we want carbs and protein. Some people like to have protein shakes. Just keeping in mind, a lot of protein shakes don't have a lot of carbs in them. So that would be better for post-workout versus pre-workout. And we still want to get those carbs back on board to restore the glycogen stores we depleted during the workout. So making sure we have a combination of both after.
Michelle Wilson, dietitian with Brandt's Nutrition. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Megan.